It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
I'm pretty sure Darren isn't on that list of top baby names.
Well, I'm looking up now for 2016 because I don't understand why there's so many kids named Beckham.
Beckham and Peyton?
Peyton, I get, especially in Colorado.
Well, even further back. Did you know that when we were deciding on a name, one of the names we were choosing for our daughter was Isabel or Isabella?
Isabella's number 8 on the list.
Yes, and do you know why we didn't pick that name?
Why?
Because it's number 8 on the list.
Oh, you wanted something.
The doctor said to us, you don't want to be an Isabel. I deliver an Isabel a week.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be.
No. Too many Isabels. Don't you have a bunch of?
A lot of Isabels.
Silver Bellas. It's Christmas time in the city.
So number 1 on the list for boys.
Let me guess.
In 2016.
2016.
By the way, there is no Beckham on the list.
Titus.
Why not? No. Remember, we are.
There was a Titus. We have a Titus. Sanjay.
No, this is top 200.
There was a kid in my son's daycare. His name was Osama.
Okay, I get it. That's fine. Most popular baby names of 2016.
Osama?
No. Okay. Not even on the list.
Well, maybe not here. Okay, give me the number. Okay, number 1 women girl's name on the list.
The number 1
girl's Annie. Agnes.
Nope.
Poopy diaper.
It's not a terrible name, but I would never.
I'm trying to think of all the I'm trying to think of all the babies who are the same age as my daughter. There's a Bella, there's a Issa, there's a Charlie, who's a female.
Yeah, no, I
it's
get
a
it.
Charlie is a girl.
Yeah, see, if I had a girl, I would never name her Charlie.
I'll tell you what, that one is perfect because she's half Asian.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in, and she just stares at you, or stares at me. Stares at me, and I try to make her laugh. Nothing. Just looks at me like stone faced.
Why is Charlie perfect for that?
Because Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels were pretty and outgoing.
She's
they
pretty.
Had to kick your butt.
She's six. I mean, she's 6 months old.
I don't think they glared at anybody, unless they had to.
Lucy Liu glares.
She does glare. So the number 1 girl's name is Sophia.
Oh, yeah.
Emma, Olivia,
Oh, do you know? I can tell you exactly why. Do you know why?
Why?
There is a Disney cartoon that's called Sophia the First.
Yeah, so, but I don't understand. If you're a parent, it's not like you're watching these Disney cartoons until you have a kid. And it's like the babies are choosing the name because they like the name from the movie.
No, but it's very stressful to, like, pick a name because you think diamonds are forever? No, names are forever.
Dude, if I had a boy... I would name him Duke.
Duke?
Yeah, Duke.
Do you know what? If you had a boy, I would name him Miracle because you're a male.
I mean, if I got married and we had
a kid, Miracle!
I'd call him Duke. If I had a girl, I would call her Star.
Daisy Duke.
No. Number 1 name for the boys is Jackson.
Jackson.
Aiden is number 2. I know a
What's
handful
the deal
of
with
Aidens.
Yeah.
I do. I know a couple of Aidens, like kids.
Aiden Quinn.
No, I'm talking, my friend Shannon has a son. His name is Aiden.
Oh. Okay.
And there's another gal I know, and she just had a kid, and they named their boy Aiden. I don't know. Lucas, Liam, Noah, Ethan, Mason, Kate.
Noah again. Just because you name your kid Noah doesn't mean he automatically knows how to swim.
By the way, I saw that movie with Russell Crowe.
Yeah, no.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I'm right there with you on that one.
Like, what? I don't. It was terrible.
But it was probably, like, that's how it probably really was. You know, it was just an authentic. It was just authentic of the time period.
Oh, I'm sure. Carter.
What?
Logan, Alexander, Caleb.
These are the most popular ones.
Yes, up the top 50. Gabriel, Matthew, Connor.
What do you think are like, do you know what I would like to have?
Muhammad comes in at number 34.
Yeah, of course.
Eli, Levi, Isaiah. Jeez.
A lot of biblical names there.
Braden, John, Lincoln. There are a ton of biblical names here, yes. I mean, I hate to
like
say it.
Like Braden?
My name is
Lincoln?
All biblical.
Biggest Fuzzes?
Biggest Fuzzes. My real name
is Big Fuzzes.
Is all like very Catholic.
Biggest Fuzzes.
Zoe's a good name.
Zoe. They're just out. They're just trying to name their kids after the Duchesnes.
Dude. Oh. They're hot.
Bones?
She's hot, man. And she can sing. She probably sings better than Zoe. And Zoe's super hot and can sing.
The only time I've ever seen her sing was in Elf. And then, do you know what she can't do?
What?
She can't run.
Okay.
Did you ever see the OC?
No.
Or the OZ, rather.
Oz?
Yeah, so it was like, so she was Dorothy.
I don't remember this movie at all.
It was like a TV miniseries.
Oh.
With the, you know, the blonde guy who was in the remake of Walking Tall? He was in Band of Brothers too. The blonde guy, you know who I'm talking about? The blonde good looking guy.
Yeah. I can't remember.
So they were there, and then they were all in that, and she was not the best.
She's not a she's fine in her TV
Elf.
Show.
She's
fine in that. I mean, I haven't seen a lot of it, but every time I watch it.
I don't really watch that show. I watch Mountain Monsters.
Of course you do. Of course you
what?
Watch Mountain
Among
Monsters.
Other things. Ugh. I watch Paranormal Lockdown, because ghosts are real. You said it yourself.
When did I? No, I never said that.
Are ghosts real?
I don't think so. I don't know. I will not come down and strictly say I for sure know that ghosts are not real, but I'm not sure if they are. Tin Man. That's the movie. That's the TV series you're talking about.
Yeah.
Tin Man.
Yeah, she wasn't very good in that.
Eh. See, listen, there are some actresses, they don't have to be great actresses. I just want to look at them. And Zooey Deschanel is one of those. And if that makes me sexist, I'm okay with that.
No, it makes you creepy. A little creepy.
It's not like I'm driving out to Hollywood and following her down the street. I will watch on TV if she's going to be on TV. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And it's not creepy at all. I'm not sending letters or calling her up or whatever. It's just like, oh, she's going to be. Now, if she were 16 and I was like, oh, every time she's on TV, I got to. No, that would be creepy. And
every time I see her on TV, I feel like I need to.
That would be creepy. But if she's going to be on TV, she doesn't have to be a great actress. Just be Zooey Deschanel and look hot.
I'm so frustrated that the Rockies, they so much hope for a week.
Well, I mean, it's starting to get a little concerning, honestly. Right now, bottom of the seventh, they're just coming up to bat. They're down 4-1. There are two things. One, the last two pitchers, yesterday Anderson and today Chatwood, have been walking batters like it's part of their game plan. And every time they walk a batter, they're giving up 2-run home runs. You compile that with the fact that our offense has just been non-existent, basically. I mean, they did score 6 runs yesterday, but it wasn't until late in the game, and by that time, the game was out of reach. And once again, I'm watching it right here, our batters are swinging at anything that comes across or even near the plate. And offensively, we're terrible right now. And at some point, they got to break out. Our bullpen and our pitching staff, our starters, are not going to be able to continue to win 2 to 3 out of 5 games this season without offensive help. They just can't.
Especially at Coors Field.
Yeah, and I don't know how you get a team out of a hitting slump. I mean, I don't know. We've all heard the...
Well, I have a way.
Okay.
It's a little bit of like a reverse... So you have to like think of it in terms of reverse psychology. So, you know, if you... Instead of thinking, okay, it would be great to get a hit.
Right.
Think of, oh my God, what would happen if I don't get a hit? So you need to sort of, you know, put it in the hitter's minds. Not that it's a good thing, but it's a terrible thing if they don't. So, for instance, you would say... you know, every time you strike out, God kills a baby seal.
See, that might be putting too much pressure on them already. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't want to kill a baby seal. Ah, crap, I just struck out. I just killed a baby seal.
Baby seal.
Again.
If you line out, bunnies die.
Right now, the team seems tight at the plate. Like, they're thinking. They're overthinking. Nolan Arenado just swung at another terrible pitch. And he's the only guy. I mean,
okay,
just...
fine. Lizards. I mean, lizards aren't pretty. No one likes lizards.
Well, I know what I used to be told about slump busters, but I don't think we can talk about that on the air.
Is that a type of animal?
It is, kind of. Yeah.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.